Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I do not have an extensive topic for this evening, so if you have a topic or question that you'd like to bring to the net, please call now.
HTV.
Alrighty, we have a couple of things I just want to mention. The Berryville Hamfest is coming up the 1st of August, Sunday, August 1st, I believe. What is that? 2 short weeks away. And boy, I've missed it. I'm sure you all have too. And I know that there's a testing session coming up right out here in Gainesville at the Heritage Hunt Club, but I forget the date, so I'm sure somebody will toss the date in when their turn comes around. Does anyone else have any news or announcements they would like to bring to the net? Please call now.
K1HTV.
Go ahead, Rich.
Talk to W8HXR Patty earlier today, and she found a place for breakfast up in the up Leeds Manor Road off of 211. Forgot the name of the place. I wrote it down somewhere. I'll have to try it. Anyway, we're aiming for the first meeting for breakfast on the 31st of this month. I'll get the exact location that she's going to check into the availability. I know Amy, KZ1AMY, has done some paint parties there, and it seems they're normally not open for breakfast, but they could be open. So she's going to check on that, so we may be able to do our first breakfast on the 31st of July and probably start time around 9 o'clock. So we'll get the details as they become available. Over.
Oh, wow. Is that the Orlean Market and Pub on Leeds Manor and Marshall?
That is it, the Orlean Market and Pub. Are you familiar with it?
I am not, but tell you what, breakfast on Saturday, Hamfest on Sunday, we'll be drunk with ham camaraderie come Monday morning. We'll have a ham hangover, a ham over. So good news. Thanks for that, Rich. Anyone else have any announcements or news that they would like to bring to the net? All right, with that, we will go for a round of check-ins. Anyone who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
KHTV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November.
KO4 IUM.
KF4 SPL.
KX4 KU in and out.
WP7 RAV in and out.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Lima Charlie in and out.
Alrighty. We have got K1HTV. KO4 BCN, KO4 IUM, KN4 SPL, KX4 KU, no comment, WB7 RAV, no comment, KM4 OZH, KO4 LLC, no comment. Anybody else who would like to join us or anyone I missed, please call now. Okay, very good. I don't know how many of you suffered the same experience, but my power went out today for about an hour, and I was reminded that it's about the season for generator safety. So if you find yourself without power and you are going to run your generator, just remember just a couple of things to help keep you and everybody else safe. You do not want to run your generator in the garage or any other enclosed space to prevent buildup of carbon monoxide, because what's the point of being cool if you're dead? And careful with your extension cords, check all your wiring. And the correct and safest way to power a significant number of circuits in your home from a generator is to have a licensed electrician install a transfer switch so that it is impossible for you to accidentally energize the lines that are poor line that I'm working on to bring back power from an outage. So just thought I'd toss that out there. With that, because I am poorly prepared tonight and don't have anything else interesting to say, I will do two things. First, I will advertise for volunteers for net control. If you would like to run the net, you can read this script as well as I can. So don't hesitate to volunteer to get some mic time and enjoy running the net some evening. And the second thing I'm going to do is spin it around for comments. So this is KF4TEK for the FAR Sunday Night Technical Services Net. We're going to start at the top of our list with Rich, K1HTV. How are you doing?
Thank you, sir. This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Just finished up with the CQ Worldwide VHF contest. Ran from Saturday at 2 p.m. ended this afternoon at 5 p.m. Unlike the ARRL, which runs to midnight, seems to drag on. I was glad to see when this one is over. Ended up making 240 contacts and 113 grids. Of those, about 212 were on 6 meters, and 28 were on 2 meters. 6 had the bulk of the activity. Some e-skip on Saturday. Interestingly, at the end of the day, for a couple of Cuban stations, 2 stations in Ireland, 1 in England, just about around supper time. And a couple hours later, the 6-meter band, opened up to Japan. And at a very late hour, at start time of 8:30 or 8:20 p.m., Saturday, very unusual. That's the UTC Sunday date. It lasted for over 2 hours, and the last JA it copied was around 10:28 p.m. yesterday. Worked 8 of them, just incredible opening. Latest I've ever seen it in the day, and the latest I've ever seen a JA come through on 6 meters in the month of July. So it was a kind of a record type day, a memorable day. Then this morning, after church, got on 6 meters, worked a couple stations in Latvia, 2 in Sweden. Very difficult to work, unlike the JAs, which are much easier to work. This one, the conditions were that the signal would pop up, a good signal, come out of the noise, good dB report, call the station, and as you start working them, they fade into the noise, not to come back. So had like half a dozen partial QSOs and only like 4 that made it in the log. Very frustrating. Then at the end of the contest, and the contest was at around 5, the band was quiet for a while. Then all of a sudden, we're at the station Latvia, a couple in Latvia, a couple in Sweden, was it? And then one JA, another JA came through, and that was it. So an interesting 24 hours. As far as a generator, checked out my generator a week and a half ago with Andy, came over. I was concerned that it wasn't putting out 220. I couldn't get any voltage reading on the plug. It turns out that the probe lengths, the probe leads were too short to reach deeply into the 220 volt socket. So I actually bought another plug, the proper plug to fit in there, and I was able to measure that the generator is putting out 220 volts, which I'll need for my water pump. Without that, I get no water. So if I lose power. So generator tested, it runs on propane. It also runs on gasoline, which I've never put into the tank, and I don't plan to until I run out of propane. And so that's about it from here. I hope everybody has a good week, and hopefully we'll be gathering at the end of the month at the Orlean Market, which is about a 15-minute ride west of the Wawa. If you know where the Wawa gas station is in Warrenton, it's about 10 minutes or so west, and then another 5 or 6 to the north in Orleans. So we'll talk more about that as the date approaches. Back to you, KF4TEK, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, fine business. Yeah, fun-filled contest weekend for you for sure. And, yeah, I've also got a propane/gasoline generator that's never had any gasoline in it. And so I always think of Hank Hill and the propane and propane accessories. So, very good. All right, KO4BCN, how are you doing?
14K in the net. This is KO4BCN. Doing pretty good today. Not a whole lot of radio stuff except for working on Brad's N7IUD's bracket for his satellite system. And, well, I got it all complete on the mill, and my last hole, well, was a little large, so I got to start over. But I learned a lot on this one. Making curves and such on a manual mill is quite a challenge. Looking forward to doing some more TX. I've really got it addicted to FT8 and to hit everybody on the planet. That's been pretty good. I got my record. I threw it out on the email. I hit New Zealand on my setup, which I thought was pretty neat. It's about as far as I've gone. I've detected some JA, but they haven't hurt me yet. I think a lot of that is propagation luck. So I'm going to just keep at it and have a good time. Looking forward to seeing some people at the Berryville Hamfest. That's going to be a fun day, a fun weekend if we have breakfast too. Anyway, KO4BCN, back to net.
Oh man, always in the last hole. Well, you're a better man than I if you don't just fill it with JB Weld and drill it again. good luck with that. All right, KO4IUM, how are you doing? KO4TEK, KO4IUM in the net. Operating portable. I'm going to get an audio check real quick to make sure I'm being heard okay. You are full quiet in the repeater, but your audio is low. You could choke up on the mic a good bit, and that would help everybody out. All right. Is that any better? Not much, actually. We can hear you, so don't worry about it and just go ahead. Okay. This week was the Fauquier Fair. Spent most of the week out there helping my wife and daughter with that. Benefit to the hobby. I was able to get a Bioneo battery to set up a portable station, justifying that as a power source to use to keep the animals cool inside the barn. Got a couple of 12-volt fans and ran those off the Bioneo battery all day each day at the fair, and got the battery back and was able to set it up as a portable station out in the front yard to test it out. Worked six parks on the air stations to test out the random wire antenna I had running into a manual tuner, and worked seems to work well enough at least for parks on the air, which is my primary intent for the station. And next week I'll be traveling with work and gone over the weekend, so I'm hoping to actually go do a park activation while I'm down in North Carolina, and we'll see how that goes. Not much else going on in the hobby for me this week, and I'll, with that, go ahead and give it back over to Net Control, KO4IUM. All right, Nick, fine business. Well, good job on the Bioneo, and safe travels down to the Carolinas, so hope you had a good time and everything works out for you. All right, KN4SPL, Bob, how you doing?
KF4TEK from KN4SPL, doing fine tonight there, Mike. I hope everyone's doing well. Not a whole lot of radio adventures this weekend. A lot of work around the house, so that's what I've been up to. But I know the talk of the weekend also has been the fact that Cuba has been scrambling or jamming the lower section of 40 meters to keep people from communicating from Cuba to, I would imagine, Florida or any other country. I was just tuning through the lower section of the phone band on 40, and I hear people, but it still sounds pretty garbly, so I'm not sure if they're still up to doing that. I was just noticing that over the weekend. Looking forward to Berryville, and it'd be great that that we have a breakfast bag. That would be really awesome. I think it was February of 20 was the last breakfast that we had. So it's been many, many, many moons. That's about all I got for tonight. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, fine business. Yeah, I also heard about that, and I went tuning around down there as well, and it is kind of noisy. So I can only imagine that it sounds much worse down in Cuba. I did see that somebody had done a little Kiwi SDR T trilateration to locate the source of those transmissions, and the plot that I saw looked like it was just like it was northwest of Cuba, maybe on off a boat somewhere, I don't know. But yeah, interesting times, right? Very good. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Tech Service Net, and we are up to go. KM4OZH, how are you doing?
KF4TEK, this is KM4OZH. Looking into Mike and everybody on the net. Yeah, looking forward to Berryville. And it'll be the first real ham fest that I've attended in some time. So I hope the weather is good for that day. And let's see, what did I do today? Well, I finally got some... I was not operating on the VHF contest this weekend, but I finally convinced some digital guys to go on phone and make a couple of contacts. So, yeah, Rich, K1HTV, and Bruce, KN4GDX, and Zippy, KS1PPY, and Travis, W8BT. Worked all the bands on each of them. Yeah, like there's two. So, anyway, but that was all good. Another little test of my equipment. Just sitting here in the yard, so yeah, that was all good. And earlier, I had a comment to Rich that, and then I couldn't remember what the comment to Rich was, but now it's come back to me. I had answered the repeater with my handheld in the backyard, and Rich said that I had an excellent signal, and I'm going to equate that to the upgrade of the repeater antennas. Well, I've been going to bring this up for some time, and grab a nickel, that I can, with my Baofeng base station, which I am on right now, I can receive almost noise-free this repeater with the coax disconnected. If the end of the coax is like within 6 or 8 inches, there's nearly no hiss with no antenna connection at all. So, there, that's this repeater. How well, I don't know in other directions, but it sure comes here in the Manassas. KM4, OZH, back to net.
Wow, Gil, that's pretty impressive. Now I want to, like, drive to work without the antenna connected to my radio and see what happens. But that's very cool, very good. All right, that is the bottom of my list for people who wanted to say something. So we'll make one more call for folks to come around again, recheck, or join us for the first time if they haven't joined us already. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like to say something else, please call now.
Kilowatt 4, Juliet, November Tango.
And 7IVV.
W8BT.
KJ7ATV, in and out.
Okay, we've got K4JNT, Wayne, N7IVV, Brad, W8BT, Travis, and KJ7ATV, Becca, no comment. All right, thanks all for joining us. Let's go to the top of the newbies. K4JNT, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. Excuse me. Thanks for doing the net. I did a little bit of the contest this weekend. Didn't do too bad, I guess, for not doing a whole lot. Just been messing around on the radio, trying to get things back up in order. Other than that, that's about it. K4JNT, back to net.
All right. Good on you, Wayne. Glad you were able to get some of that contest action. Here you're still doing, you're doing well. Thanks for joining us. All right. It's the man, the myth, the legend. What's his name? Brad, N7IVV. How are you doing tonight?
I think it's more the myth than anything else. It's that 7IBV. Oh, let's see. Lest anybody think that I'm abusing and taking advantage of Mike BCN there, I actually printed up a bunch of stuff for him. He's working on a little Raspberry Pi weather station project, and he needed some parts printed up, so I struggled with that because, Mike, as you know, ABS plastic is a pain in the neck to print. Only because, for those of you that may not be familiar with it, it won't stick to the print bed, and so it tends to pull up and warp, and so it was a challenge. I haven't really done much of it, so it was a good educational experience for me. But I've spent the last week or better actually kind of beefing up and redesigning the mount and whatnot for my little portable satellite station to hold the arrow antenna on the rotator. And designed a new mount where I can actually rotate the antenna on the boom, along the boom, I should say, so I can change the polarization of the antennas from vertical to horizontal with a flick of the wrist. And we'll see if that makes any difference. Anyway, I've never tried that before. But hey, if nothing else, it's all kind of cool looking. Cooler than it was. And worked a little bit. I gave, Rich and whoever a couple of contacts via 2 meters and whatnot. It's nice to get up there. I haven't used 2 meters very much. I don't use 2 meters very much on sideband. So kind of good to get up there and play with that. So anyway, that's pretty much it. Thanks, as always, for all the hard work you put in, Mike. I really do appreciate it. And look forward to the breakfast. We'll see if I can get up there that time of the morning. KF4TUK and 7IVV.
What am I? Past my bedtime. All right, fine business, Brad. Thanks for joining us. All right, and now we've got W8BT, the man voted most likely to work Australia with 3 watts. Travis, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good tonight, Mike. Actually, that would probably be Ross at 4RP, the most likely to work it with 3 watts. But I don't know, maybe one day I'll work it on the... I doubt I'll work. I actually really haven't even worked the West Coast. I know I've been heard on the West Coast, but haven't completed a contact. But I didn't do too much in the VHF contest, but one good thing I did do was, as the storm was rolling in, I turned the radios off, disconnected, since my 6-meter antenna is not grounded. But in that time, I went ahead and got N1MM and WSJTX working together, Rich, without actually installing DX Labs. I just used the suite. Found a Stuart Sheldon, I think, did a very nice YouTube video on how to do it. It was, about 15 minutes, but he got to the point in about 10. So, anyway, that worked well. And let's see, made 20 some contacts, and I had fun. But today was mostly about yard work and. Stuff like that. I got some stuff on the grill right now. Had a good day, and I wanted to mention it's Brad said ABS plastic, as Abe would call it, sewer pipe. One more comment on the a question about so the breakfast is back at the bistro this month, I guess, and or are we having it somewhere else? And hope to see everybody at Berryville. And radio's getting warm in my hand, but I had one more question. Maybe it'll come to me later. Anyway, that's about it. W8BT, back to net.
All right, Travis, fine business. Negative on the bistro. I believe that we are sniffing out the Orlean Market and Pub for the breakfast on the 30th, and I believe Patty is working that. So stay tuned, and... I guess when things are, more confirmed, information will flow out. So thanks for joining us, and hope you had good luck with the yard. All right. Short net tonight. This is KF4TK for the Farinet. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or send an email to farinet@w4va.org. This is KF4TEK, closing the Sirenet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thanks, everybody. Good evening. Have a good night.
N7IVV, KO4BCN.
KF4BCN, N7IVV, hey, Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot of hang time on the repeater. Maybe you're, I don't know. Is that 10 millimeter outside diameter, is that going to be fit into the inside race of a bearing, or, you know, how precise does that have to be?
Oh, there's, hang on, I'll measure, but it's got plenty of clearance there, hang on.
Okay, good to know, because the method I used to make it round was, basically, I flatten off every edge, and then I flatten off every edge again, then I flatten off every edge again. So, it's not as perfectly round as it could be, though. I think the second try, I'm gonna modify my procedure a little, and it'll turn out a little bit better. But, yeah, just like you said, learning a lot for these little projects, and thanks for sending it my way. KO4BCN, back to you.
I've got a hole in the plastic case that is 12.9 millimeters in diameter, and the shaft from the motor, I mean, you know, if the motor was just sticking out, then you've got, you know, 6 inches of diameter, you know, whatever you want, because the shaft sticks up away from it. I just happened to make the hole in the plastic for it, 12 millimeters. So, frankly, you don't even need to make it round, thinking about it. You do hexagonal. Frankly, you just do square for the outside if you wanted to, as long as corner to corner is no more than 12 millimeters.
So we need a little bit of clearance on that. So you said it was a 6-millimeter shaft? Oh, I have a 6-millimeter. It'll not be a perfect hole for the millimeter. So this will probably work out pretty well. Good to know. I got to know where to cut it and when to not cut it. Too bad I screwed up that hole. I could have shimmed this one down to 15 millimeters high and probably been done. But whoops. Oh well. I'm looking forward to the next challenge here. I'll do it again. KF4BCN 73.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it. I'm trying to think where there's some slop that could be redesigned. You could stay three millimeters on the base, didn't I? I do want to keep the grub screw hole, although I won't be using grub screws, I think. I just use regular screws because it just, well, frankly, the hole, to actually, I just find that grub screws are more difficult for this thing than just a regular screw that I can get to. So, anyway, I do want to keep that thing a little, you know, kind of where it is on the drawing. If it's any farther along to the end of the pillar there, then I can't get to it because a lot of that. See, I designed that for part of that to actually fit down past the plastic, so that theoretically the face of that pillar rides against the actual motor body. And that's one thing, but then the rest of it is that the plastic carrier for the boom is also going to ride against the plastic body of the box in an effort to stop the thing from having so much slop in it, which doesn't matter. I mean, you know, as long as the antenna is balanced, then it's not being used outside. You're not using it in a heavy wind, but I'm just kind of, this is just a project more than anything else. I mean, the system works. Anyway, I appreciate your help on it, and you have a good evening. N7IBV.
Great. Well, looking forward to seeing the final product. I will get to work on that this week and hopefully have you something by Saturday or Sunday. So that'll be great. KO4BCN, clear.
Oh, by the way, you don't have to wait for the repeater carrier to drop completely before you transmit. You just need to wait for that beep, because that's where the timer reset point is. So you don't have to wait all until it drops completely. Of course, if you're on echo length, that's a little different. But anyway, just FYI. All right, talk to you later in 7IBV.
Okay, that's really good to know, because I was like, all right, here, keep waiting. So, okay, I'm actually clear this time. KO4BCA.